USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is getting a favorable review. Staff at the FDA said trial results and data about safety met the qualifications for the vaccine to get an emergency use authorization. Moderna previously reported its vaccine was more than 94% effective. With this news, along with Pfizer's vaccine already on the market, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
"We could have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas. It's really remarkable. 100 million shots in arms by the end of February is very much in scope."
President-elect Joe Biden visiting Georgia on Tuesday to campaign for two Democratic candidates in the January 5th runoff elections that will determine which party controls the Senate. Biden campaigning on behalf of Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
Let's consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract.
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money.
Joe Biden formally secured victory in the presidential race as the members of the Electoral College met in 50 state capitals across the country on Monday. Biden secured 306 electoral votes to President Trump's 232. Republicans in several battleground states insisted their delegations be recognized as official electors. But with legal challenges failing, both houses of Congress are expected to certify Biden as the winner on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Changes are coming at the Department of Justice.
President Trump announced Monday that Attorney General William Barr will be leaving the administration, saying on Twitter that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become Acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker tells Fox News that Barr has performed exemplary service to his country and addressed President Trump's reported frustrations with his Attorney General.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and in the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr was an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations, but, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A man is facing felony charges after allegedly abandoning his 2-year-old at a Mississippi Goodwill. The boy was found at the donation hall late yesterday in South Haven, which is just outside of Memphis, with a note and a change of clothes. Police reviewed security footage and, with the help of the public, were able to ID the boy. The man was later arrested in Memphis, and the investigators say the boy will be united with his family when Child Protective Services deems it proper. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.